And we're joined now from Richmond by Virginia Governor Tim Kaine. Governor Kaine, welcome back to the program.
Good to be back with you, Melissa.
It's very clear from the panel's report today that there were many, many warning signs about the shooter. A writing teacher said all of his submissions have been about shooting or harming people. Police knew about him. He'd been committed to a mental health facility. How do you explain that no one, as it said in the report, no one connected the dots?
Well, I think that's the most outstanding feature of the panel report is just pointing that out. And it was clearly an error. No one, I guess, felt that they were primarily responsible to act. The issue was compounded by the fact that the extensive history about Cho that existed in his public school records, none of that went to the university when he went there as a freshman.
Governor Kaine, you've heard the call from some families who are saying that you should fire the university president and also the police chief of the campus should be removed from his post. Is it in your power to do those things, and why not do them if it is?
It is not in my direct power, but I could certainly have influence to do it because I appoint the board of Virginia Tech, and the president is appointed by and reports to the board. But Melissa, my feeling, and the panel members in their presentation sort of repeatedly said, and this particular problem there, but for the grace of God goes every university, you would probably see this on any university campus. Firing one or two people would not fix a single one of the recommendations that they make. And in fact, it might even lead people to believe, oh good, something's been done, when it hasn't been. If I ever determine that people are standing in the way of fixing the things that need to be fixed, I won't hesitate to suggest they should go elsewhere. But my focus will be on fixing those problems that need to be fixed.
Those family members, though, seem to be saying that things went terribly wrong on that day and that people should be held accountable for that. Doesn't that make some sense to you?
It does. And I would point out, it's not as if there has been no accountability. This is not a university community that has just blithely gone on their merry way. There has been suffering, and there has been grieving, and there has been commitment and already work to try to make the campus safer.
A pretty big section of the panel's report talks about the shooter chose access to guns and to ammunition that he shouldn't have been able to have by law, but he was able easily to get both of those. What do you think about the conclusions that the panel drew?
I think they're solid. Federal law makes it illegal for someone who has been adjudicated mentally ill and dangerous to have a gun. Virginia has been a leader in actually trying to prohibit folks with mental illness, dangerousness adjudications from getting guns, but in this instance, because Cho's adjudication of dangerousness did not lead to institutionalization, he was mistakenly not entered into the federal gun database. That was a mistake. I have corrected that by executive order. The panel suggests that needs to be corrected by legislation. There's been some efforts in Congress to do that, but many states have not yet followed suit. The panel also talks about the fact that someone with an adjudication of mental illness and who's dangerous to others could still go into a gun show and purchase guns without a background check. I think that's a real weakness to Virginia law.
And do you think the Virginia legislature will act on those?
The legislative reaction is going to be slow. I mean, there's already pretty vigorous debate, but I think it will stretch out for some time. But I do know that when we come back to Richmond for the legislative session beginning in January, the recommendations of this report, I believe, will be sort of front and center.
Governor Kaine, as you read this report, does it strike you that there are other things that the state of Virginia should be doing to try to prevent anything like this from happening again?
Yeah, I would say the other strong feature of the report is a very significant focus on the Virginia mental health system. Much of the counseling and mental health interventions with Cho were sort of private, but he had one interaction with the Virginia mental health system where there was an order that, again, he was mentally ill, he was dangerous, and that he was ordered to outpatient care. There was then no follow-up within that judicial process to determine whether care had been received. Melissa, I wish I could say that was an aberration, but I don't necessarily think that it is. I think that for reasons of resources and to some degree structure, there might be a number of similar orders where there isn't a follow-up done to determine whether the person has received the appropriate care. I think that issue is a huge issue for us.
Governor Kaine, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's Governor Tim Kaine, Democrat of Virginia. And there's a link to the full report by the Virginia Tech Review Panel at npr.org.